Kropotkin in pointing out how individual initiative blossoms in the security created in ant tribes, saying this is equally true of bees, also observed, quote, "These small insects, which so easily might become the prey of so many birds, and whose honey has so many admirers in all classes of animals, from the beetle to the bear, also have none of the protective features derived from mimicry or otherwise, without which an isolatedly living insect hardly could escape wholesale destruction. And yet, owing to the mutual aid they practice, they obtain the wide extension which we know and the intelligence we admire. By working in common, they multiply their individual forces. By resorting to a temporary division of labor, combined with the capacity of each bee to perform every kind of work when required, they attain such a degree of well-being and safety as no isolated animal can ever expect to achieve, however strong or well-armed it may be. In their combinations, they are often more successful than man when he neglects to take advantage of a well-planned mutual assistance," unquote. And he wrote those words in 1902 out of concern partly of the misinterpretations of Darwin's evolution of species. A well-planned mutual assistance is exactly what requires, endorses, and develops fully developing individualities, our goal, as does a temporary division of labor combined with the capacity of each individual to perform every kind of work when required. And an aside, when he describes how by working in common they multiply their individual forces, never forget, power has learned that lesson. They work in concert. They work in concert. And their success is prime exhibit number one. In order to multiply our impact, our influence, in order to challenge power, we have to work in concert as a global humanity. Power is global. And this obviously, this notion of how to achieve a well-planned mutual assistance in order to create the conditions that will allow for fully developing individualities obviously ties into our question of education. Once we're in our future freedom, and probably as well in transition, as we have to be the future we want to see. And to my brothers and sisters who long for freedom, I'm not going to address the pundits because they're in the Duke of Gloucester's purse. And just as I was saying earlier, I mean, I'm finally getting it, you know, just as we can't expect them to do otherwise. They got to take not just the money, but the direction. They got to do the job they were paid to do. And even if you're a nonprofit, even if your donations drive you, you're in the Duke of Gloucester's purse because those donations depend on, using the example of public radio or the Pacifica Network, you want to multiply the number of stations that will take you. And I would be curious to see if increased donations and listenership go neatly in direct proportion. And to what degree power, just as we've seen, and we'll be talking about in a minute, how power can bring tremendous resources to bear on urban areas to reconstruct the culture there. That's what concentrated money can do. We don't have that. We have to use our concentrated people power, beginning with freeing our heads, beginning with those thoughts that occupy them. So to my brothers and sisters who long for freedom, after all we've suffered at the hands of the philosopher statesmen, of the would-be masters, under the regime of class, why do we turn to them? to the degree we do. Once again, it's so hard to know, isn't it? We don't have our own airwaves. But to the degree we do, why do we turn to them and passively ask for their guidance? Ask for our future to be delivered to us. Why do we restrict our efforts, which means our thinking, to tinkering with the machinery of death? They are would-be masters, so full of their deeply lodged sense of their legitimate and exclusive possession and prerogative of leadership. They are planning the transition. Why aren't we? I mean, come on. I heard over the radio, I mean, I don't mean to down it. I know it's righteous. But there, I heard of an international, and this is here locally in the Bay Area, a group of international, how do they describe it? Something like a body musician convention. And so they had people from Turkey and, you know, everywhere coming to beat their bodies. Now, I'm all for music, for bringing all of our voices in harmony and sync, raising them to the world. Definitely, most deaf, but with what message? With what goal? If we can gather people internationally to beat our bodies, we can gather people internationally to say, we want to plan our own future. Come on. And then ask the necessary questions. Because, you know, work has to change. So what will the way we reproduce ourselves be? What will that need to look like for us to be free, for us to release our full capacities as human beings? We begin from opposite premises to class. Class begins with the premises, you got to keep the people in harness. We begin with the premise, you got to get all of us released in order to do this thing called being a human being.